Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on a whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Because everybody gonna need to hear what we got to say, bro.
Oh yeah. So,
got a phone call, Casey. I was at work, you know, getting ready to end the day, and they was like, "Yo, have you heard the whole hubbub about Ebony K. Williams?" I'm like, "Nah, what's going on?" And then they gave me the rundown. Now look, I knew before I could get online and give my thoughts on, you know what I'm saying, what she said, I needed to go and watch the interview for myself.
Yeah.
So Ebony K. Williams, lawyer, prominent content creator, interviewer. She interviewed, I'm going to mess up her name, Iyanla, hopefully I said that right, a prominent content creator who's honestly speaks to women and men, but is trying to like bridge the gap between the two. You know what I'm saying? Have those conversations to unearth those demons and kind of expose them so people can heal and connect like we should be doing.
Yeah.
Man, they had an interview and people are going nuts about this one snippet, this one little section where Iyanla asked Ebony if she would date a bus driver. And, you know, whenever somebody responds to a question, it's much more than your response. It's that entails it. It's your body language. Bruh, if turn your nose up could be a person, it was a mouse turned up. She blinked like a few times, like, are you for real? It was almost as if she was offended by the question in a bit, you know.
And yeah.
I get it. Content creator, sometimes we got to put on. Sometimes we got to be a little extra. But this caused a little bit of a ruckus amongst the normal folks like us. Bro, I wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Based on what you saw, what you heard. What was your thoughts that came to mind when you heard her response about could she date a bus driver? And her response being, well, only if he, well, not only. Her exact words were, if he owned the bus. What did you take from that, what she said?
Man, the of course, you have that initial shocked, you know what I'm saying, reaction. And I tried to just look at it from her point of, from her point of view, because what I immediately started to go to, sir, was if a man would have said that about a woman, he'd have been getting crucified. It wouldn't have been no, well, you got to understand or anything like that, which I do have that angle. But I said, okay, let me just, okay, see what she's talking about, right? It definitely was the body language and the look, because she could have easily said, it's nothing wrong with dating the bus. It's nothing wrong with dating a bus driver. It just wouldn't work for me. You know, but the fact of how she tried to, you know what I'm saying, put it to where it basically, it's kind of like, what was the girl name? Simone, B. Simone.
Oh, bruh.
Yeah. Who said that she said that she couldn't date nobody with a regular job. She had to date an entrepreneur or whatever, or someone who traveled like she traveled and things of that nature. My only thing with that is, Jeremy, is like you're going to get what you ask for. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you get what you ask for, it really ain't what you want in the grand scheme of things when you get it tangibly. Like anybody can say what they want verbally out of their mouths. And then you get it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's a totally different ballgame. Like somebody say, like, yeah, man, I want me a nympho. And then you get one, and it's like, man, I done stepped into a territory I really wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, ready for. So I'm thinking like just with her, man, and just what you were saying, and the fact that she feel that she had to come on the Breakfast Club and kind of explain or like smooth, you know what I'm saying, things over. It just came off like, dang, I did kind of seem kind of shallow and kind of dismissive and kind of condescending to, you know what I'm saying, the person who does, you know what I'm saying, bust their behind working a 9-to-5, because you never know what other kind of wealth or whatever kind of means, you know what I'm saying, a person has for income. You know, I knew, this was years ago when I was living in Georgia, you know what I'm saying, a guy who's a Walmart greeter. And I'm like, well, dang, why is he... You know what I'm saying? Well, they're like, that man got money. They're like, the only reason why he's doing it because his wife had passed and he just want to do something to where he can still interact with people instead of being shut up in the house all day. But they were like, he got money. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's my thing, man. Like she really just looked at everything on a surface level. As far as I'm concerned on that.
I'm gonna agree with you on that one. I felt like she didn't. Just by her body language when she responded to it, it was like, he's not a class of mine. He's not even in the scope of the type of man I look at. Just by that response. Now, Yandla kind of delved a little bit into that, like immediately, like reprimanded or told her that, like, there's a problem with that. Because what are you associating with being a bus driver? Mm-hmm. Yandla talked about she would totally date one if he loved his mother. And you mentioned off camera, like, one of the things that caught you was she said, if he had integrity, if he loved his job. Like, that's the stuff that really set me aback, because how many of us discuss how much we hate what we do for a living? And then you have people who are in smaller positions, but genuinely have better lives. Not because they make more money, but because they have a better mental health standing, because they're enjoying what they're doing. There's some, like, the statement less is more comes to mind, to be honest with you. Some people enjoy the simple things. Not saying that you have to be, but just the way she was so calloused to the idea of dating a bus driver was a little messed up. It kind of goes into the theme. A few years back, I want to say about 2 years ago, we had a conversation on the 2020 podcast about the dating up. and how people feel like you either have to meet me where I'm at or above. Mm-hmm. And that's skewed. That's skewed on what you are comparing the other person to. And just so people are wondering, I watched the interview. I got a full page of notes, cuz I sat and I listened to him speak. And it's very interesting that both of them were lawyers. Well, Iyanla stated in the interview, she's not anymore, but both of them were lawyers. But you have this one who's really bathed in masculine energy and one mm-hmm. who's embracing her feminine energy. I'm not saying one is better than the other, but just the way they talked and greeted and offered their opinions to each other was kind of bathed in the type of energy they have. Ebony's responses were kind of more direct, like not combative, but responsive, as in I'm a insert here, I'm a insert here, I'm a insert here. And Iyanla, while she was speaking, she was also listening, like listening to what she wasn't saying, listening to the body language. One of the points, and I'm not going to talk all the way through this. One of the points Iyanla made is that masculine energy, and she's speaking for women, masculine energy is not us. It's not. We felt like before, those who came before were programmed to accept less, and you don't have to accept less now, but you can still be graceful and not abusive. You know, you don't have to be demeaning. You don't have to be rude. You can be kind. She said verbatim that she feels women talk like men too much. She mentioned how when women are dating, that are, what are their intentions when dating? Are you dating to date, or are you looking for a mate? Are you really looking for someone to be with? And this is what got me, Casey. She said, when you find that person, are you going to be a woman, or are you going to be a dude dating a man? She was checking her on like the energy you carry, how you act, and was kind of tugging at and trying to pull out what made Ebony feel the way she felt. Ebony flat out stated that she didn't feel like men nowadays are providing or protecting. And that's alarming. That's alarming. I do get it that statistically, there is a huge group of women that feel that way. And she also mentioned that her father wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the trauma comes in. Now, because the trauma sits in and you already have a predisposed position on what you think it is to be a woman and survive and not going without by any means necessary, that you feel like you have to be calloused and not bathe and revel in your naturally feminine energy, says something. And just anybody who wants the link to the interview, I have it. I'm actually going to play a clip from a certain part in just a second. Hopefully it don't get flagged on YouTube. But based on the now, I want to ask you, Casey, how do you feel about the concept that women are greeting men as if they themselves are men? Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah. I mean, because you see, man, and we hear it ever so often about, I need an alpha male because I'm an alpha female.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We can get to the schematics, you know what I'm saying, of the origin of alpha and all that good stuff. But we know what a woman says by when she says that she's an alpha female. She wants to be in control. She wants, you know, say everything to be, you know what I'm saying, her, you know, saying her way and think about and things of that nature. But you know what I'm saying, some women feel like, I guess the excuse is that, okay, I want to be in control, but I'm gonna deflect on men and say the men I've encountered haven't been that kind of man for me to be in my femininity. I know I butchered that. Yeah, my feminine energy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna play a role that I want to play anyway. You know, so it's just like like making an argument on purpose. Like, man, I really want to have an excuse to get out of this house. So let me start an argument. You know, so like on our I think I love my wife. You cook chicken again. You know, say I'm out of here. You know, say that Chris Rock character, you know, say left the house over argument over chicken. But some women just wanna be that. Some women don't even know how to find their feminine side. It's not that the fact that men have pushed them to that point. It's just the fact that, you know, saying you got just some women that they are wired to have the last word. They are wired to question everything that you say. They are wired to, you know, saying second guess, you know, oh, I want a man who can lead me. You want a man that can lead you, but you're going to question everything that he does every step of the way. So do you want a man to lead you? Or do you want to be like the co-pilot? Or do you want him to be the co-pilot and you be the, you know, saying the lead pilot? If I think it all starts with accountability, then it starts with taking a self-examination, you know what I'm saying, of yourself to be like, you know what? I am acting like a B.O.B. and it had nothing to do with this guy. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's all on me. Because at the end of the day, excuses are like, you know what? Everybody has one. You know what I'm saying? So it comes down to owning up to who you are. Just say, you know what? Yeah, I am stubborn. Yeah, I am self-centered. But I just need somebody to help take that, you know, say away from me instead of just saying, well, this is who I am and this is what I was forced to be. Nobody ain't forcing you to be nothing, you know, saying that you don't want to be as far as relationship goes or what we say. If you don't want to have sex with somebody just because you're in a relationship, guess what? You're not going to have sex with that person. You know, say if you don't want to co-sign with your boyfriend or girlfriend on a car or house, guess what? You're not going to co-sign with them. You know what I'm saying? So you can't, to me, my personal opinion, you can't blame of a person, you know what I'm saying, a woman being masculine or whatever on a man not being, you know what I'm saying, a man, in my opinion.
I feel that. That was a line used, and I'm paraphrasing what Iyanna said. Y'all forgive me. I'm about to butcher her name for the rest of this show. I'm just letting you know. She said she feels like women are being trained to be men in skirts. And I felt that just in the way that women are approaching men nowadays. Mm-hmm. Bruh is a key one, like bruh or physicality, I feel like, in some situations. And I don't mean just like fighting. I mean like the way body language is exuded, you know, the way people greet each other. It just is. There's a change. And I'm not talking about sexual preference or identity. I just mean interaction wise. There's like a difference. Something that she also said that got my attention, and I think you hit on it a little bit, is the inability to be quiet. Now, I know everybody just flipped the table when I said that, but it makes sense that when she said, when some synonyms or some words that associate with feminine energy, she said grace, majesty, peace, stillness, being able to observe and trust your intuition and move on that and be successful still. You know, you can do that and still be a mother that doesn't necessarily have a counterpart and raise children. You can actually do that. She was saying that women's inability to be still and listen is because there's inner turmoil. She was saying there's a difference between build and create. And I'm gonna break it down as best I can. Mm-hmm. So just follow me. She was saying building is external, but creating is internal. Building is you know, going to school, getting your finances right, saving, you know, buying your own home. That's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But she said not many women are creating. Creating is internal. To create is establishing self, your own identity, establishing what you believe, what you feel, your emotions, your self-guided journey of becoming the woman you want to be. And she solidified that by saying just the idea of some women want to be more masculine is out of necessity because the man wasn't there. So they feel like they have to pick up the slack, or they feel like they're not finding what they want. So I have to emulate what they want and be tougher in order to get ahead, to get what they need. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where it came to a crescendo for me. She was saying that she feels the criteria that some women are judging men on is vastly flawed.
Okay.
It's perpetuating a mindset and standards that are generating unhappiness within women because you're looking for something unrealistic in men that you are holding them to. And when they don't achieve that, you're thinking less of them. You're vocal about it. She said the most powerful thing that a woman has that is unique to her is the ability to speak and create life. I felt that. The ability of a Black woman to speak life and give you those words you need to hear, whether it be your mom, your grandmother, your aunt, whomever it may be, it hit different, my boy. It hits different. But
Can I pause you right there real quick? I just want to say this. A woman in the church told me this years ago. She said, Casey, a woman can do two things to you with her words. She said, she can build you up or she can tear you down.
Yeah. Yeah. Period. So it's interesting that she was saying, because these modern women who are way more masculine out of necessity, they're building up this ideal dream man based on trauma that they had, you know, experienced or their mom might have experienced. And they setting all these super high or super unrealistic criterias for the man they want. But the man they want has nothing to do with that criteria. You're picking a man based on a need that you had then. You're not selecting the man based on the criteria that your soul need. She gave an example when we were talking about the integrity piece, right? That hit different because when she asked her if she would date a bus driver, she just said if he owned it. Like, entrepreneurship is cool, ownership is cool, but you could be a shitty person. You could be an abusive person. You could be a manipulator. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like Ilyana passed, like put a test on the table and she failed it off rip. It felt like she was challenging her thoughts to show her, hey, your view is skewed. And I feel like based on the interviews that Ebony had afterwards, I feel like she still stood on what she was saying, but I feel like it went over her head in a sense that although you were speaking from a place that you feel like is your truth, you can offend and hurt other people because you may not feel like you're talking down. But when you say something that affects a whole community, a whole demographic, and puts them in a position where they feel less than, and that's the problem that I feel like people are having. What about you? Do you feel that people are overreacting with their responses, or do you feel like they are in alignment with their feelings that she was kind of out of pocket on this one?
I'm gonna read this right here, brother.
Okay.
And this is what Miss Williams said. She said, I think that I have taken on the reins to provide and protect for myself, because what I'm not going to do, Ayana, is be without protection and be without the necessities of life. But I say that with an invitation, Ayana, check me. Show me the error of my ways. Show me how I might be missing it, because I might be. Those were the words of Lawyer Williams. Lawyer Williams was engaged, if I'm not mistaken, or had a boyfriend, and they're no longer together, right? So obviously, what she had going on because he obviously he wasn't no average dude, right?
Right.
Excuse me, had a regular job. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't entertain those kind of men or whatever, and it still didn't work. So I said that to come back and answer your question is, I don't think people overreacted in the grand scheme of things. Like, did some people take it way out of context and take it overboard as some people do? Yes, that wasn't a shock. But from what the general consensus was, I think people were spot on, because you don't never know what you're missing. So my thing is, are you trying to find a... My question would be, is she trying to find a equal career buddy? Just like some, I just want a travel buddy. I don't want a relationship. I just want a travel buddy. Or are you really trying to find somebody who would love you who for who you are, no matter what you have?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we always say, well, I don't have $3 million, so whatever like that. Her net worth is like $3 million. In millionaire terms, that's really not a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? That can be gone. You get a lawsuit and that's gone. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. Economy go to crap. That's gone just like that. You know, but my thing is what is she really trying to find? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For the people saying, oh, she, you know what I'm saying? She that's what she want. That's what she desire or whatever. She's not wrong for that. She had that. It ain't like she been single all this time and then, you know what I'm saying, she keep getting approached by, you know, say average Joe, whatever like that. She had a guy who obviously was on her level as far as professional level like that, and it still didn't work. And even in what her saying is like, show me the way of what I'm doing, because you know what, I might be wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like in that moment, she had a reflective moment, and the people who are on par with her should be like, okay, she says she might be. So, okay, well, let me think about it from the other side, because sometimes we think about it just from the angle that we support. And I think that's why a lot of people got out of pocket. We're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, women, the main thing they say is men always want women to lower their standards for them. You know what I'm saying? It's never looked at the opposite way, like, well, you know what I'm saying? Dang, you know what I'm saying? She want all this, because guess what? If it was on the flip, it would be a different kind of conversation. I'm not going to take that angle tonight. I'll say that for another day or whatever. But what I'm really want to get at is that, you know, we have to be rational in everything that we do. Even if you're wealthy, you still got to be rational. As wealthy as Michael Jordan and Oprah them is and all them people, if they want to buy a team, they just can't do it. They need other people. You know what I'm saying? To help them, you know what I'm saying, in that journey, you know what I'm saying, in that venture. And even when they have people that are like-minded with them money-wise, it's still not always a success. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? With that. So just because you have something where y'all all are like-minded, it doesn't mean that it's always gonna work. Because guess what? If you're an entrepreneur and I'm an entrepreneur, you're busy. I'm busy. When are we really going to have time to sit down and really enjoy each other? Right. You in LA doing an interview. I'm in New York doing an interview. Oh, baby, we can FaceTime. But when are we actually, you know what I'm saying, sitting down and being able to enjoy one another? So that's what I'm saying. Like, what does she really want? If she just wants somebody that provide and protect for her, then okay, then stay in that class. You know what I'm saying? But if you really want love, you know what I'm saying, you really want love. She's 39. You're getting up there, sister. You 10-11 years away from 50. You know what I'm saying? And time is going by like that. But if you really desire love, then find it. And know me, and this what, and I'm gonna let you have it, Jeremy. But when we say a woman, you know what I'm saying, oh, she don't want love, she just money hungry like that. We're not saying that we want her to date, we want women to date a bum. We want a woman to date a man with no drive, with no ambition, nothing like that. We're just saying maybe you're overlooking what you really need, and you're trying to go for your wants on it that really don't amount to a hill of beans when it comes to anything. Because guess what? If it was just about money and being provided, being protected for, you still would have been with the guy that was in your bracket, in your range. You know what I'm saying? But you're not for whatever reason.
I found it interesting. Like one thing that she came off the rip to talk about was that, and I'm ripping this straight from the interview. She was saying she feels like based on where men and women are, with women being more inclined to be in more positions of making more money nowadays in 22 of the major cities, she said, including New York, where she resides, you know, she was saying women make more, doing more, more entrepreneurs, blase, blase. And she said she just feels that men aren't providing or protecting. And I, based on what she said about her dad prior, provide and protect. Those are like one of the two main things I think of when I think of a father. And I'm not saying she got daddy issues. I'm not saying that at all. But it's just really interesting that she chose those two characteristics or those two traits out of anything she could have said. Those two, you know. So that's why I'm leaning into the she's leaning into her past experiences a little bit into this one. I got a clip I want to play. And to those of you watching on YouTube, please switch to Facebook real quick because I don't get flagged. But I'm going to play this clip. And Casey, I'm going to ask what your opinion is on it. You know, when and also shout out to everybody in the comment section, Zadora, Takian, Nathaniel. You know, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm on.
Oh man, I don't see no comments on my end.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, they there. They here. They here.
Okay, I feel now.
So I'm gonna go ahead and hit play, and you tell me what you think, brother.
Okay.
So in a recent interview with our dear friends over at the Breakfast Club, that went very viral for very good reason, you said that women are being trained to be men in skirts. I will acknowledge, I will say I was triggered. I was a hit dog and I holla to the entire production team to get you here today because I actually think you're right. I think you're right, Ayanla. I do think that I'll just speak for myself vulnerably. When I think of a masculine posture and what I would expect a man to do in my life, two things come top of mind, and they are provide and they are protect. And when my lived experience, and I think I'm still relatively young, I guess, but I'm 40 in September. So, you know, I've had some relationships. And I've yet to find a man who has shown, I mean, this includes even my father who was absent. I've yet to have a male energy that provided or protected me consistently ever. So I think that I have taken on the reins to protect and provide for myself. Because what I'm not going to do, Ayanla, is be without.
That right there. What are your thoughts on that part of the conversation right there?
I'm gonna go with some one hitter words: overcompensate, trauma, unhealed. You know, because she, like she said she was the hit dog and she hollered. She was gonna be vulnerable, you know. So if she's never had that, she's gonna try to, you know what I'm saying, overcompensate, whether it's fair or unfair. Is to me, she needs to work on that before she be in another relationship. I think somebody said she's been married before as well.
Yes.
So okay. It seems as that she has some issues eternally that she needs to work out, because to me, it's deeper than, oh, I just want to date a bus driver. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing, that she really needs, you know what I'm saying, to work on that before she tries to get in any other, you know what I'm saying, kind of relationship. Like I said, I don't know if she was engaged this last time or they was in a long-term relationship, but now you got a marriage and now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you got an engagement, you know what I'm saying, that didn't work, and we know it wasn't the average Joe. So what is the other underlying issue, you know what I'm saying, that you have? And it appears that it goes back to her childhood and her upbringing.
I want, and Nathaniel brings up a point you said, but it appears that she acknowledged this. Yeah. acknowledging that you, you know, have an issue or based on your experiences, I'm curious, at what point is she going to kind of look at, well, what type of men are you looking at? Like, at some point, like, even, you know, sometimes it's hard for men to do this too. Like, when something keeps going left, you sit back, and this is comes to the part where she was talking about being still and kind of reflecting. Like, at what point do you just look at the pattern of type of men you dated and just say, okay, entrepreneur or whomever I was dating, I didn't feel these traits. Could it be that I may need to look a little bit deeper? You know what I'm saying? It's just her, like you said it earlier, Casey, just felt like her comments was so surface level. It hit a widespread of people. But when it comes to the self-reflection, it's just like, yeah, it's based on my experience. So what? You know, it's just like, okay, well, if it's your experiences and you felt this hurt, why not dive a little bit deeper? You know, Ariel says, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Everyone is doing the best they can with what they think they have at the moment. The context matter. Her positions make sense based on her experiences. It just isn't working for her anymore. And she may not know how to shift that experience into a functional and sustainable way. It's hard to do what you've never seen. Not impossible, but damn hard. I agree.
I feel that comment.
Shout out to you, Ariel. I agree with you 100%. It's just, when she went and did other interviews, it just feels like she's standing on this ground that what she said couldn't have offended anybody. And I'm like, it definitely can rub people the wrong way. One thing we talk about a lot in our community, the Black community, is the messenger. How many times have we said, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the right message, but the wrong person said it. I'm seeing a lot of that. It's a lot of even the way that she's addressing it is a little tough to digest. Like, as far as her going and addressing what she said, you can still hold your ground. I'm not saying don't, but I'm just saying it's a certain way to acknowledge those people who are affected by the way you said something. Your intentions could have been pure and just telling it how you've been, but you could say something hurtful. The path to hell is paved with good intentions, long story short. So other people in the comment section, let us know what you're feeling, man. What do you think about this interview, how she feels? I personally feel like Nate says there's a whole lot of hostility in her voice. I won't say it's hostility. I think it's masculinity. I feel like with her being in law, with her, you know, admitting that her father wasn't there and she looks for this protector, I feel like she's projecting aggressively. I just feels like she's mad aggressive. And I think that's an issue that a lot of Black women go through, actually. When they're more direct, they're seen as aggressive, and therefore that causes issues in the workplace. I've seen it firsthand. Shantae says, agreed. We also have to acknowledge that the things our grandmothers tell us not to deal with, the things and situations they had to deal with when it came to men, finances, careers, etc. Okay. I feel that, because that again plays into the concept that Iyanla was saying, that we are judging men on an obsolete, outdated criteria based on previous experience. A lot of these ideals and mindset, hell, even for me, I'm going to be transparent as fuck right now. I'm going to put it out there. I came in a period where finances became low for me, and my partner had to step in and take care of some stuff. And Casey, I haven't felt so out of pocket in my life, brother. And we had a conversation, and she told me, like, yo, I'm being a team member. You and I are a team. I'm stepping in to do this because you're not able. That doesn't make you, basically assured me that it doesn't make me any less. It's just that she was playing her role in helping both of us advance. And that's something I got to deal with. That's something I recognize. That's trauma within me, being raised in toxic masculinity, that if you have to lean into help, that you can't do it because a man is supposed to do this. So shout out to everybody who's commenting, because now we're getting flooded with comments. I'm gonna keep reading a few of these, bro. Oh, you muted, Casey.
Oh shoot. Let me say something to that last comment about, you know what I'm saying, about going with what the grandmothers had told us or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, my thing is some women know what they want to break, because even on that same hand, when people was like, you know what I'm saying, oh, why marriages ain't lasting like our grandmama's marriage? Oh, grandmama stayed, you know what I'm saying, with my granddaddy, and he was cheating with her like that. Like, I'm not my grandmama. I'm not gonna stay with no man, you know what I'm saying, who cheating on me or whatever like that, because this ain't the 60s no more. This ain't the 50s no more. Right. You know, so it's kind of like some women know what they want to break. You know what I'm saying? Some women gonna say, I'm not my grandmama. I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying, put up with that. You know what I'm saying? But then, like somebody said, if it's something that you've never experienced before, that's some kind of, that could be kind of hard to shake.
Straight up. Jonathan said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but someone else's opinion about your life isn't more valuable than your own. I feel that, Jonathan, because as I listen to people who were offended by what she said, it makes sense, bro, because that's like the equivalent of me saying, like, if somebody said, and hear me out.
Uh-oh.
If I was to go online today and somebody said, hey, Jeremy, would you, how do you feel about black women? Would you date black women? And what if my response was, well, she had to be an entrepreneur. What has that got to do? You see what I'm saying? Like, I didn't say anything offensive per se, right? I didn't disparage the person. I just made it seem like I put a stipulation there that has nothing to do with the character of the person. And that's where a lot of the people who I spoke with, people who I associate with, are offended, because you're making other people feel less than based on the hurt you experienced. You know, you feel like, so you mean to tell me because this person's a bus driver, he can't provide and protect for you? He can't make you feel safe because he's a bus driver. That's what you're saying. And that's where I know plenty of relationships where the men make less than the women, and they fine. They all right. You don't know what other people have agreed to or are providing for each other. You know what I'm saying? You're on the outside looking in. Like, you saying what you ain't going to deal with, I understand. Have your preferences. But the instant your preference comes with a condition that belittles a group of people, that's what we have an issue with. Kirsten said, I have so much to say, but not quite sure how to say it. I feel you, sir. She said, I think there are a few things here. One, relationships dynamic are a thing. Facts. These are expectations that are set from the beginning of any intentional relationship. I'm glad you said that, Kirsten, because they talked about dating being one thing and finding your partner being another. Because you, like she said, you can date forever. You can go out on dates and have fun forever, but finding your partner means finding your role, your dynamic with that person, finding the characteristics that you want and going from that. Man, y'all are eating up these comments. She might have a set of characteristics that she attaches to the concept of entrepreneurship, and she wants those. Everyone has their own definition of words, and they assume they are more universal than they are. 100%. And that's why they create dictionaries. 100%. It's been plenty of times when people use a word incorrectly and they feel like they're right. Therefore, they feel like they're right. If that makes sense. But brother, that's it. I just wanted to hear more about y'all. Like, listen, I'm not above. If you feel like we've missed a point, come on up here. I will send you a link. I want to know what y'all think. If you were down to come and spit and just give me 3-4 minutes of your time, I'll send you a link. Come up here and tell me what your thoughts were on that interview and how you feel about other people are reacting. Nate says, if there was a job that proved to women that you can provide, have patience, and great with kids, it would be a bus driver. That's a good point. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. That's a very good point, because kids are terrible. DeMarco, shout out to y'all. Providing and protecting aren't the same as financial security. That's period. That's it. It seems like everybody in the comments are on the same page. I love it, man. I'm just glad this sparked the conversation. No matter how disastrous some people can feel like these situations are, I love the fact that people are talking about this.
Yes.
Because it creates an avenue where we can see things from the other side. We can understand each other a little more without getting mad all the time. People get offended so easily nowadays. And this creates those situations where we can examine a statement and not have it be somebody we're close to. Therefore, you ain't got to be like, oh, I don't mess with them no more. They said this, you know, they think like this. So we don't really kick it with them anymore. I'm just glad that this is occurring and we are having this dialogue. People, keep this up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man. That was it, yo. It's a 23-minute interview. I encourage y'all to go check it out. I encourage y'all to go listen for yourselves. And it made me like really review myself and what my idea of what femininity is, what it is to want feminine energy, because the term she was using, like being still, being honest, being graceful, being soft, like so many women take that as being weaker. I don't think so. And I don't think a lot of men think that as being weak. I think because so many people have taken advantage of that, that some women feel like that those concepts are weaker. Shantae says, everyone needs to understand that everyone has to have a balance of masculine and feminine energy. I agree. What did Thanos say about balance? It works with relationships, people's finances, etc. The problem is a lot of people don't know how to find that balance. I agree. TK says it needs to be talked about, but it was so much other stuff she said, especially on the Breakfast Club this morning. Yeah, I'm gonna finish that. I'm gonna be honest with you. Before I watched the interview, I watched DJ Envy kind of going back and forth with her. And she did. It's interesting to see a woman do the thing a man does when he's emotional, and to see a man do what a woman does when she's emotional. I saw a man over talking a woman every time she tried to speak, and I saw a woman shut down. She literally just stopped. She just stopped. And I think it goes to show that that type of energy relays into maybe habits, communication styles that we could probably explore on a, you know, on another deeper level one day. But any other words from you, brother? Anything else you wanted to say to the people? Or because I think other folks scared to come up here with us.
Hey, nah, man, I ain't really got to say, man. Just really realize what you're asking for. You know, and just really realizing the grant, not the temporary stuff, but for what you desire long term. Make sure that what you're asking for makes sense for something that you desire long term. But hey, whatever you desire to do, that's what you got to live with. So,
yeah, man, I think a lot of people don't know what to ask for. Quite frankly, I'm gonna be honest with you. With me being the 30-year-old me, the mid 30 me might need something that the mid 40 me will understand. If you know what I mean, I might need a seed planted now that I might not understand until later. So I think it's a rolling experience. Senta Renee said, we have to learn on each other. As long as he is motivated and trying, I'm going to stick beside him. There's so much beyond finances. You can get all your bills paid and get shorthanded in other areas. Woo, from infidelity to verbal abuse to abusing drugs. That's real, man. That's real. She's spitting. All right, y'all. Well, we've been up here. I had to put that one on the screen. You didn't come up here and talk. But look. Casey, where can they find you, brother? You know, Wind Down Wednesday was yesterday. Where can they support, bro?
Man, I know that I have been slacking a little bit on the Wind Down Wednesday, man, but we back in full force, man. So if y'all want to be on an episode of Wind Down Wednesday, just shoot your boy a message and Mr. WDW will put you on, but we are doing something new. We're doing blind topics. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to know what the topic is until we do the audio and video check like 5 minutes before we go. No, you don't even know it then. You'll know it once we start the live. So if you're down with being on a, you know what I'm saying, blind topic, man, just holler at your boy. I already got somebody lined up for next week. So if you want to join them for next week on this blind topic, shoot me a message, man, and I will definitely get you on. Also, man, shout out to my sponsors on Wind Down Wednesday. Black Renaissance Clothing Brand and Black Box Grooming is back to get your beard velvetized right in time for the summer, where you won't have this dry ass your beard out this mug. Mm. And shout out to Canary Bar, man. 105 North Jackson Street. They open at 5, you know what I'm saying, Tuesday through Sunday. So make sure y'all go out there and holler at them, man, and get your favorite drinks and enjoy a dope, good vibe.
Hey, that's what's up. Shout out to Canary Bar. Shout out to Town. That's my girl. And my cousin, that my kinfolk, and my people. literally grew up together, man. And I love to see her establishment grow and seeing people come out to support her. It makes my heart warm. I'm so proud of you, Tam. Shout out to Black Box Grooming. I need to get my beard velvetized, so I
will need to get it velvetized, bro.
Because this is ridiculous. I don't like none of this. Shout out to Black Renaissance Clothing, the first official sponsor of the 2020 podcast, LLC. Shout out to y'all.
LLC.
Please. Shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all more than you know. And there will be a collaboration coming soon. I can't talk about it no more, though. But we'll be some stuff to see. That's all I'm going to say. But make sure you go to the YouTube if you're on the YouTube and subscribe. Make sure you follow the Instagram at 2020_podcast. Make sure you follow the Facebook, the 2020 Podcast LLC. Make sure you follow the Safe Word, too. Make sure you follow my brother at Wind Down Wednesday. Make sure you follow Black at AEBH Hates Black. Look, y'all think this conversation was crazy? I was hoping he was free, but he wasn't. Y'all know how y'all feel about Black. I wanted him here, but he couldn't make it. He had some prior obligations. But y'all, this has been your boy, Sir. Listen, just love who you love. Just continue to grow. Continue to pursue growth. That's the thing. Continue to pursue growth. Don't become stagnant. Don't get to the point where you're saying, I am who I am. No, you're not. Because you're not who you were yesterday. And you're not who you're going to be in the future. That being said, we out. Y'all be safe.
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the Safe Word.
Safe Word.